Welcome to the Avengers Podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch at Avengers Podcast. That is A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S Podcast. Give us a like, a comment, and let us know what you think of the show. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever podcasts are available. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. We have amazing reviews, news, unedited podcasts, all the good stuff, Discord, you name it. It's on our Patreon. So consider going over there and supporting the show. It helps us out very, very much. And then another way to support the show is consider giving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. It goes a long way with us getting eyes and ears on the show. And we greatly appreciate your support. But I'm just one of your hosts, Brandon. I can't do it alone. Here's my two hosts that are mocking me. Emmy, how are you doing?
Feeling jingly. Christmas, bitch.
Christmas, bitch. Welcome. It's Hawkeye. Clinton, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing well. I am doing well.
Doing well. Feeling great right now, guys. By the way, this is our Hawkeye Episode 1 review. If you have not watched Hawkeye Episode 1, hell, I'm even going to say Episode 2, because we might dip in there on accident.
Yeah, just a whoopsie-doo.
Spoiler alert ahead for Episode 1 and 2. They release simultaneously, but this is just our Episode 1 review of Hawkeye. So spoiler alert ahead, spoilers, speculation, all that good stuff.
Mephisto.
He's not in this. He's not in this. That's a spoiler.
Yet.
Anyway, guys, we have 4 new patrons.
Hey, patrons.
Hi.
Woohoo.
Hector E. Grimel. We have Justin Strawn, Bobby Gatlin, and Ethan McKellar. 4 new patrons. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. You guys are 4 real.
For sure.
I don't know. It just felt like a 90s commercial. You are 4 real.
And for sure.
We hope you're patrons forever.
Forever. Thanks, patrons. You guys really do help support and grow this show. So thank you so much. Hawkeye, guys, it's here. We've got our first real official Christmas Marvel extravaganza going. Emmy, you look like you're already bursting at the seams.
I am, because I feel like before we get into Hawkeye, we have some housekeeping that we need to take care of.
Okay.
On the air, apparently.
We got some on the air.
On non-Patreon.
Oh.
On the air.
Here we go.
I want everybody needs to enjoy this.
Here we go.
First of all, what was that?
No
button.
You muted you.
I did not. I was changing over to Badum-ching soundboard so I could make some noises. But now the curtain has been lifted. No, you're good.
Sorry. Okay. Brandon is married.
Yeah, I am married. It's awesome. I have a lovely wife and 2 beautiful fur children, and it is wonderful.
That's exciting.
Yes, and you guys were there. It was so much fun. I hope you guys
there.
Yes.
Congratulations, Brandon. It was exciting. It was awesome. The wedding was fantastic. There were no fires. Nobody fell into a pool that I'm aware of.
There was a fire, but no. I swear to God, the tabletop runner caught on fire right in front of us while we were eating.
Oh, I didn't see that at all.
It was so funny. Renee just throws water on it, and we just kept going. So it was so funny. So if you wonder why we started blowing little tea candles out, because we started a fire. It's like we're Billy Joel. We started the fire.
Mm. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Ryan started the fire.
Yeah. Anyway, but thank you. Thank you. I mean, we had a blast, and we had a party at the reception, had all of our closest friends there, and that's what was so magical, hanging out with everyone that we really loved and cared about, and I was so happy you guys were there.
Don't let him fool you. He invited us for clout and appearance and just wanted pictures. He ignored us the entire time.
He let everybody pay him to take selfies with us because we're famous.
Yeah,
exactly.
We had such a crowd just coming for Avengers signatures. And so I just
farmed. And now Renee doesn't like us, I don't think, took away from the wedding because everyone just was clamoring for our autographs.
Yeah. What annoyed me.
I mean,
I don't know
how many boobs I signed that night.
Yeah, boobs. I could hear you say the word boobs so forever for the rest of my life. Boobs. How many boobs did I sign last night?
all the boobs.
Oh man, babies' faces and titties. That's all we signed. So yeah,
I signed some dicks, but they were in the bathroom.
some mushrooms.
Amy wore a disguise. She wore a mustache into the men's bathroom and signed Pina.
Nice
Pina. Okay, I bring up the wedding because Brandon, you had an assignment. My wedding gift was an assignment.
This is tough.
Okay.
Because
so what is, will you tell the people what your assignment is?
She asked me, there's a message I need to decode from Emmy's wedding gift to me. And it was
what are they first?
They're four CDs, CDs. One is the Spider-Man soundtrack. The second one is Kansas Carry On. The third one is Gwen Stacy, The Life I Know, and Dude Ranch by Blink-182. Three out of four albums are incredible. I've never heard of Gwen Stacy, The Life I Know, but I will listen to it. But I know Gwen Stacy from Spider-Man. So this is weird. Like, Spider-Man, Carry On.
I need to hear your best guess.
I don't know.
And then
know.
I will just tell you.
I don't know. I was like thinking like, dude, Carry On.
I know.
You know? Did she tell you?
Yes.
Oh, son of a gun. This makes it worse. Gwen Stacy, Dude Ranch, Carry On. Because I say Carry On Wayward Son all the time. Figured that was it. What? Yeah, and Spider-Man we just reviewed. Gwen Stacy, obviously, we watched Amazing Spider-Man. Blink-182's Dude Ranch is throwing me off completely. This is like the one that just throws me for an absolute loop.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you...
I don't know. I don't
know. I'll just give you the answer. Brandon, what are they?
CDs.
CDs nuts!
Guts your ass! Oh, got your ass!
I'm quitting the podcast after tonight.
So worth it. That was such a long buildup. The wedding was like 2 weeks ago. And it was the payoff that was worth it. Just to get that immature joke in.
You don't know how long I looked at these albums like, Carry On, Gwen Stacy, Spider-Man Will Save You, Dude, or something like that. Like, I tried to decipher this stupid message that made no sense, and I couldn't figure it out. And the fact that it was just a D's nuts joke...
Brandon, I could have gotten you honestly any CDs and the joke would have worked. But I did actually put in the work to make them CDs that are meaningful to us.
But it felt like I was really needing to decipher something. Like, it really did. And I was like, I'm going to feel stupid. Now I feel stupid for trying to decipher something that was not there. But
the thought was still there. It's still like a...
Yeah, yeah. Like no, yeah, okay.
I know you like Blink-182. We have a Marvel podcast. I know that we love the Spider-Man soundtrack.
Yes. And Carry On, Wayward Son. And so it was really hard when the Carry On was in there as well, because I was like, that's what I say. What does that have to do with Spider-Man and Gwen Stacy? Okay. Anyway, we've been recording 9 minutes. It's time to get to Hawkeye.
I'm really proud of that.
I really, really appreciate it. 9 minutes, 4 seconds. Hawkeye. We're going to talk Hawkeye. So, guys, first off, what did we think of episode one? And then we'll get into Rotten Tomatoes as well, because I like doing what we thought first, because sometimes I feel like Rotten Tomatoes may sway some opinions. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't, but I think it's a cool format. So episode one of Hawkeye, not episode one and two, just episode one. What did you think, Clinton? What were your thoughts? You know, take us through the whole thing.
I was surprisingly sucked in quicker than I thought.
Okay.
And it didn't feel like either. Well, just this episode. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
But it didn't feel like Hawkeye. It felt like Kate Bishop more than Hawkeye. But I was here for it. Hailee Steinfeld like steals every scene she's in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I love her on the screen. I love her snarkiness, her sarcasm. I like how they got through her story. It was quick, but we get her now. Like, we understand. I thought it was very well executed. I loved seeing the perspective of her as a little girl when Hawkeye is actually fighting in from the Avengers movie. Mm-hmm. He's fighting the Chitauri. So I really appreciated that, and that they kept the same moves. Like, her viewpoint, watching him fight on the rooftop, is the same moves he did in the Avengers movie.
Yeah.
And just every little thing like that.
The continuity is really nice.
Attention to detail.
Like, yeah, that's a good point.
Like, they didn't have to do that, and I still wouldn't have, like, I wouldn't have noticed. It wouldn't have mattered. Mm-hmm. But they did, like, the attention to detail there. No, I really enjoyed it. I loved seeing her motivation and why she became that, and why she became so obsessed with him, instead of just being like, oh, I'm just, you were my favorite. It was, she has a reason for him to be her favorite. Technically saved her life, and then also she saw him fighting. So, yeah, I really enjoyed this. I was hooked from the beginning. Mm.
I'm going to say I really thought episode one was good. I'm not going to say great. I'm going to say good. And I will go ahead and give a spoiler alert. Episode two, loved. So we'll get into that when we get there. I think it's already picked up to where I'm really invested in the show. I think because I've only watched it once, I'm like, it's jarring for me. You know, like, I'm like, wait, who's this? Wait, how did this person get, you know, like, I feel like my brain's trying to compute everything and like, what am I seeing? But
but they explain it.
Oh, they do. And that's what I loved about episode two, because it fleshed it out for me. And then I was like, oh, I love this now. So it's weird. After episode two, I feel like I like episode one more, but it still was like kind of jarring. Okay, what's going on? I love Kate Bishop's introduction into the MCU, especially her, you know, like, gosh, the Leviathan flying over, and then the Chitauri. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is a really cool way, because we've seen what the blip does and how horrific it is to the families affected. And now we're seeing the 2012, you know, Avengers New York battle take place, and the repercussions it had to certain families. Hell, she lost her father. You know, that's huge.
We think.
Good point. Oh, okay. I did not.
I gotta agree.
Yeah.
You don't see a body.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Well, okay. Well,
no, we see a funeral, and the headstone is not even him. Is it not?
Just
a family member. No.
That was a headstone in the background, though. It's just the family plot.
Mm. But I will say, I really agree with you. Kate Bishop is casted beautifully. I think she is awesome. She makes the show already. And Hawkeye is great. You know, I know we didn't get to see much of him. I think he even flourishes more. And I really just need to shut up about the second episode. I think Hawkeye is, I love the, we finally see kind of him struggling with his hearing. We see him trying to be a family man. We see him in New York trying to like bond with his children. We see a different side of him. We see almost mm-hmm. this dad who,
what he should have been the whole time.
Exactly. And it's wonderful. I love the Christmas vibe. I think it's great. I think a lot of people are going to latch onto that. So all in all, I think I was just trying to figure out and piece everything together. So it was like, what's going on?
That's why I like that.
Yeah,
to keep me guessing.
Yeah, trust me, I love that about WandaVision. And with the second episode fleshing some things out, I really love it. And this show has already got me hooked through two episodes for sure. Episode one, you know, definitely a lot going on, but a very fun, quick paced, you know.
You're a lot going on.
Just grab on, let's go. So I'm excited. Hawkeye seems like a fun damn time, and I'm here for it. That's what I'll say. Amy, I'm sorry I took forever. What do you got?
I think that we've learned through this podcast that I don't like to be wrong. I don't like to admit when I'm wrong.
Not at
it
all.
It takes a very big person to admit that they're wrong.
You never do.
That's why Amy's short.
Yep.
And so I won't say I'm wrong.
Yep, exactly.
But this show really has already made me kind of rethink some of the things that I thought about Hawkeye.
She was wrong, believe me. I watched it with her today. We have been together all day long, and I watched it with Emmy, and she's wrong, and she knows she's wrong. So just
okay.
For the record, you're wrong.
Okay. Well, one thing that I'm not wrong about, one thing that I'm absolutely objectively correct about, Jeremy Renner is not fuckable.
Yeah.
You got to paper bag that.
Oh, really? You got to paper bag Hawkeye?
I honestly, and I wouldn't even want to do it.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, honey. Some people probably think he's attractive.
Okay. I said objectively, so that means that nobody is.
You wouldn't even you wouldn't even nibble that little earlobe that can barely hear anything.
Whoa.
What? Can we no. Oh no, none. Okay. All right.
No. I don't.
What if a girl was hitting on him? Do you think she would say, "Let me see that cock eye"? Would that be good?
Like, no, because that's disgusting, and usually women aren't disgusting.
I will say that when we saw Kate Bishop's view of him on the skyscraper, he was hawk high.
Ha ha
ha! Oh. Anywho, all of that to say, I really enjoyed it. I'm invested in Hawkeye, and I never thought that I would ever say that sentence.
There it is.
I really, really, I dig this show.
And that's it, guys. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you listening to episode one.
We changed Emmy's mind.
Yeah, that's all we wanted. We just wanted Emmy to say that, and now we're off the air. We are done with the podcast forever. Thank you for listening. Good night.
It's been a year and a half.
Yeah, we were just waiting for this one.
It was a good run.
So can you give us some Rotten Tomato scores, Emmy, and tell us what everyone's thinking?
What are you guys thinking? Everybody's thinking.
Why do I even? It's so funny. We've been doing this for almost 2 years now, a year and a half, close to 2 years, I guess. And I still forget to guess Rotten Tomatoes before asking. I will say, I think this is going to be 87%.
I'm going to say 86.
All right. Critics and audiences agreed.
Oh.
At 93%.
Holy shit. Good stuff, Hawkeye.
IMDb gave it an 8.3. Google.
And they're hard to please, apparently, IMDb is. Mm-hmm. That's a high rating.
For real.
Yeah.
Excuse me. 97% of Google users liked this movie, and it had a working this show, and it had a working title. It was called Anchor Point.
Do you think we'll ever get a working title of Mushroom Stamp?
Not unless if Marvel makes a porno.
Why are you thinking it's a porno? I mean, like, you know, we could be out like farming with Thanos, and it could be Mushroom Stamp. You could be grabbing mushrooms and plucking them from the ground. Okay, you know what? Don't worry. You went very perverted, and I'm sorry, listeners, if you had to hear that. That is uncalled for. Mushrooms are stamped all the time without being in porns.
I should get my mind out of the gutter, but it's hard because it lives there.
Sounds good. All right, so are we ready to break this down a little bit scene by scene? We're not going to go super into detail. This is just going to kind of be overlays of what was going on. So, you know, we're not going to go detail by detail every little bit, but we definitely want to kind of go in chronological order like we normally do. So for Hawkeye episode one, we do see the opening scene of her as a child in New York in 2012 with Leviathan flying overhead. Chitauri's everywhere. We see Avengers Tower, and we see this hole in the penthouse, and she watches Hawkeye. You can tell she's totally, like, you know, fixated on it. And who wouldn't be? You know, if that's the guy who is kicking the Chitauri's ass that threatens your life, hell, I'd want to be an archer too. And we see the funeral for her father, and, you know, she talks about anyway, we see just this whole opening scene with her
as a kid,
as a child, the Battle of New York, how it impacted her and her family, and the loss of her father. So pretty cool opening. I liked.
I want to say this before I forget. I think her mother is bad. Is a bad guy, and we don't know yet, but mm-hmm. I feel like she is. The dad at the beginning says that he needs to go. He's going to go to the basement after he checks in on her. Excuse me. Red flag for mom. When
there's like 3,000 red flags for mom, or she's a complete dumbass. And I'm sorry. Yes.
So they heard her listening. Mom was like, "You need to go, not me," basically, which shows that she's closer with her father. After they talk, or after he comes in the room, he says, "I'll be in the basement." Well, then when Kate comes out and talks to her mom, and they're going to play checkers, when she tells her to go get checkers, she says, "I'm going to go downstairs." And then we don't see what happens, and the dad
to kill the father.
Yes. So I don't know if that's the case, but she also says she needs to go to the basement, and then we don't see the dad at all, and we know it wasn't hit in the basement. Right, it was hit on the main floor?
Maybe the Chitauri acted like the lizards Amazing Spider-Man 1.
Did you just say the Chitauri?
That's what I think they're called, okay? The
Chitauri.
Chitauri.
Okay.
My boss is not from here, and he calls Chattanooga, Chattanooga. Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
No A, and it's S-A.
Here's the thing. Isn't that... Isn't there incredibly odd timing, though? Like, I'm going to go murder this father in the basement.
Well, I don't know if that's the case.
The Chitauri are here. Crazy coinkadink. I don't know. I don't feel like that's what happened.
She didn't say she was going to the basement when the Chitauri were there. She said when they were about to play the game, I'm going to run to the basement while you get the game.
But it's Brandon saying it's a very convenient cover up for murder.
That's exactly what I was meaning. Yes.
Well, I don't know if it's murder, but I know that they both said they were going to the basement, basically. So there's got to be a reason for that. We didn't see a body. We didn't see the dad die. So I'm just saying he might still be alive and she may be a bad guy. Could be wrong.
She may be a bad guy.
She might be a bad guy because she says, go get Checkers to liven this up.
Yeah.
Who's the fair enough.
To liven it up. No, try some Uno, maybe. At least
she didn't say, go get my Wii, Emmy.
Oh, Wii is so much more fun, and you know that. We'll play Wii later tonight.
Yeah, 15 years ago.
Okay.
More fun than Checkers.
I'm going to be the jury here. Brandon finds Emmy not guilty, I guess, because the Wii is so much more fun than Checkers. Checkers is so shit.
I lack imagination.
Any mother that says, let's liven things up by Checkers, literally flip her off. Just flip her off right there. Say, fuck you, Mom. You know, like, you're not, you know, fuck you. Where's the Wii at? That's what you say.
Which, and honestly.
Well, they're rich. They're not going to have a Wii. They're going to have the thing that ain't even out yet. And it's, you know, this is 9 years later. And we've got PlayStation 5s and Xboxes. They're going to have something in the future. They have VR already here. And she wants to play Checkers.
Okay. I was going to make a point. It's not even that it's not a video game. Like, I could play, but like, if she was like, go get the backgammon set.
Yeah.
Let's liven this up. I'd be like, hell yeah.
Go get Operation. Lit. Let's buzz that shit. You know, let's do that. Let's do the mouse trap. Oh, hell yeah. Let's do that. Like Parent Trap.
Mm. Shoot some ladders.
No, let's watch Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan and her twin sister.
We did this already.
Oh, sorry. Let's, you know, like anything sounds better than Checkers. Like, what the fuck? Anyway, if you play Checkers for fun.
Checkers?
Oh, I have. Their season prize are outstanding.
That's what she meant.
Oh.
But the little girl was so little, she didn't understand.
She didn't know to go to Checkers.
Yeah, she just went and got the game. So that's the deep
dummy.
Cut. Yeah, dumb little girl. Come on now.
Yeah, and honestly, though, if your mother ever, and this is for all of our audience, if your mother or father ever says, hey, let's go play Checkers, look them in the eye and say, fuck you.
They're probably a bad guy.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's advice for. And if they say, "What the hell? Where did that come from?" Say, "The Avengers podcast told me to do that."
They're supposed to be classy. She could have at least said chess.
Chess, yeah. Checkers, bullshit. You don't love me, Mom. And that's probably why the Chitauri attacked New York.
Should have been the first sign.
The Chitauri attacked New York because they heard of this shitty Checkers game that was about to happen. Like, all right, let's blast a wall. Like, let's help this little girl out. This is stupid.
You can escape.
Run now. Run now. Your mother doesn't give a shit about you. Anyway, we see. Sorry.
I have to say that I absolutely loved that they gave a different angle from that iconic Hawkeye shot where he's jumping off the building.
Did you just say iconic Hawkeye shot? Did I hear those words?
If he had a badass moment in the Avengers.
Amy just said iconic Hawkeye in a sentence.
Something that I didn't like. Mummy! Daddy! Mummy!
I didn't either.
Daddy!
Yeah.
Daddy!
No offense, but am I just getting old or are child actors shit? Like, they're just...
Oh, my God.
I'm not trying to be like... It's just like, Daddy! Daddy! Mommy! Like, I agree. It didn't feel emotional at all. It just felt like, I'd be screaming my damn head off if, like, the roof just got blown off by a fucking Leviathan from a different planet. And she's like, Daddy! Daddy! And I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know. I feel like I'm jaded a little bit. Is it just me?
I was saying it because of the names. I don't know how long.
Ooh,
I just called mom mommy, but I think I quit right around 4.
Oh. Yeah, but everyone's not like you.
Yeah, I know. The words didn't bother me. It was the shitty acting that went with it. Because it didn't feel like a sense of urgency to me at all. It just felt like, let me just say mommy, daddy running down the hall. It just, I don't know. And maybe I'm jaded. I think that's the looks I'm getting. I guess I am. So I don't know.
I'm not going to lie. I had the same thought. But then I was like, well, maybe like she's a kid and I'll cut her some slack.
She's a strong, independent girl.
No, I'm not saying anything about a kid actor. Like this one just like, I don't know. I didn't feel the emotion. It just felt very flat. So sorry. That's nitpick.
There was a point when she was running through the house and things were falling around her and it seemed...
I think that's what Brandon's talking about.
Yeah, that's like, exactly what I'm talking about.
She just didn't connect for me. Exactly. I'll agree with you. Okay. Brandon's not the only one talking shit about kids.
I guess I just overlooked that.
And there's nothing wrong. It's just
because it's such a small part of the
episode. It's a nitpick. I will agree. It's a nitpick. I'm not trying to like, hey, by the way, I hate this show because of this. No, I don't. But it was very, you know what I mean? So, we also see, so the funeral for her father, and we see, I need a bow and arrow, and we talk about the bell or the dangly thing. So guys, is it the dangly things that, that go side to side, or is it the balls? I mean, the bells that go side to side.
I feel like it's the bell.
The bell. Okay. Bell.
Okay. Well, it was the dangly thing.
But it was the dangly thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I really was betting on bell as well.
They change your expectations.
They did.
I feel like that's how they work, right? It's the bell swings and hits the thing.
No. I think most modern bell towers have mallets that hit them. The bell stays in one place. There's not a dangly thing. There's like mallets that hit them.
I would have bet bell before this, but now I know it's a dangly thing.
What do you mean mallets that hit them?
Like hammers.
Like two men up there just hitting it like old times, just
okay. So,
or Spider-Man ripping off the black suit and Venom crawling down.
Yeah.
So there's a bell tower at my college campus, and it would play songs. It would be like do 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 do. One bell can't hit all of those notes.
You don't know that.
I feel like I do know that.
That's bellist.
Prove it.
Yeah. Really.
So, like, I feel like there's a chime machine inside the bell tower that does, I don't know, maybe it's a loudspeaker. Maybe they're just playing it from Spotify.
That's exactly it, Emmy. But we see this incredible aim by Kate Bishop and seeing kind of like, I don't know, this was a really cool way to kind of show off.
I was confused at first, though, because I was like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Like, we just got her running up here and shooting an arrow, but...
She says a bet's a bet.
Yeah. So someone made a bet.
Doing it for a bet.
Is it a dangly thing or is it the bell? She's going to, hey, I'm going to prove this bet. And it's a cool way to show off her powers. I liked it. I thought this was really, really cool. Incredible aim. So cool. We see our first glimpse of Kate Bishop. So really.
Her friends were not there for her either. They bailed.
No, like peace out. Yeah.
That's Emmy when me and Brandon get in trouble.
Every time.
Uh-huh. Yep. I'm deuces.
Out. Yeah.
I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
She brings up trick arrows later. She has a trick arrow here because she has an arrow that grabs onto the dangly thing and makes it go bing a ding a ding.
Can you do that hand motion again, just slower?
You think it's going up and down, but it's actually going back and forth, which I think would be really uncomfortable for what you're thinking that I'm doing.
Like you're shifting gears. Yeah.
No, first, put it back into first.
I don't mean to kink shame, but I feel like most people would not enjoy that.
So we see that, you know, we see her friends ditch her, and then we see a musical.
Greer, her friend, one of her friends is Greer, and that is someone from the comics.
Oh, nice.
I who it is.
I didn't catch that.
Also, Tigra, that's who she is, because I read a thing.
She becomes Tigra, but she's something else before that.
Oh, okay. There's a plaque that says that this is Stain Tower,
Obadiah.
Named after Obadiah in 2006. It was rededicated.
Why would it be rededicated to Obadiah Stane after his shitty path he took?
That sounds like it just leave a stain on the place.
I know. God. It was rededicated in 2006.
Yeah. Can you not rededicate it later?
Prior to
I understand Iron that, Man. But you still have, it doesn't change the fact that he did shitty things after.
So it should, yeah, it should be rededicated.
Yeah, that's like saying, hey, something was shitty in the 1800s, but we should leave it. Well, no, you can change.
Been in this country?
So anyway, sorry, we will get off that high horse.
But it should be rededicated as Stark Tower.
I agree.
Clever.
Very clever. That
was clever. Thank you.
Not clever.
I need to say to famous bells with cracks in them. Name them. Go.
The one in Philadelphia. What is it called? Liberty Bell?
Yep.
Okay. That's the one I think about every time, to be honest with you.
Crack Bell?
Yep.
Taco Bell?
Josh Bell?
Isn't it Drake Bell?
you just combined them together.
Saved by the
what?
Saved by the Bell.
That one's not correct. Okay. Did you guys know that
took longer for me to get than I'd care to admit, but I just got it.
I was one of Brandon looked so confused.
I was like, the fuck? Oh, that's it. Okay. I'm an idiot.
Did you guys know that the bell inside of Big Ben is also cracked?
Ah, or is this a euphemism for Ben, or is this
oh
no,
by Big Ben you mean
the tower in London.
Whoa, hey, we don't know. Hey Ben, by the way, we miss you, we love you. Ben's a friend of the podcast, in case you're wondering. If this is your first time listening, and we just embarrassed Emmy. Yay! A twofer! That's called a twofer in the South. It's a BOGO.
Oh, good God. Anyway, so yeah, the bell inside of
Big Ben.
Yeah, never mind.
So, we see a musical, guys.
That sound, the sound that bell makes is bow chicka wow wow. Am I right?
Well, I'm telling you, it takes a big bell to make it. So we see a musical. we see a musical. I can do this all day. I can do this all day. And we see Hawkeye just looking disgusted. This was
new
this,
rock stars predicted this.
Did they? Because this is wonderful.
They said that the name of the musical would be I Can Do This All Day.
And it's wonderful.
And it was Evan Voss, and he photoshopped his head and was like, I can do this all day.
I love it.
And that's exactly what it was.
I love it. And by the way, Emmy, as a resident musical lover on our podcast, I got to get your thoughts here.
Oh, man.
This is blending your two worlds, mashing together. If I could ask Jordan his thoughts too, I would. What did you think, Emmy?
I almost cried. I was so happy. I was not turning around to Clinton while we were watching this because I had tears in my eyes. No. I was so happy. It was so wonderful. I need more. I need more. I need it to be a full length Avengers 2012. Like, please. I need
Disney
it.
Plus special.
Well, I'm just going to say this. I could relate to Hawkeye because if I could, I would have turned my hearing aid off too. So I was loving it. She's like, Dad, did you turn your hearing aid off? And he's like, I know what happens. I was there. I thought that was a really quick quip and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
You know who wasn't there? Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
Which is really funny.
And he calls it out. I love it. He's like, he wasn't there.
The shirt that Ant-Man is wearing is straight from the comments.
Sure is. It's the
Pymtech shirt.
Yeah, I was going to say the Pymtech.
The logo for Pymtech.
Yep. Yeah. It's really, really awesome. It's the same logo you see in Ant-Man when they go to the PIM facilities. So it's really, really cool stuff. And yeah, he's like, I know what happens. I was there. Hulk, you've got the magic words. Smash, smash.
Listen. If I could, I would watch the entire thing multiple times. It was beautiful perfection. It was so good. And the prop Loki flying across the set in the background. I mean, it was just wonderful.
So you would like totally, if this was on Broadway, you would totally in a heartbeat.
I'll say this. I did not want to pay for a ticket to go see Cursed Child on Broadway. This I would pay so much money to go see on Broadway.
I can't. I can't argue with you. I would go watch this on Broadway as well.
I don't know if I would. It annoyed the shit out of me while I was watching.
Well, that's the whole charm of it, the campiness.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay.
That's why Hawkeye is annoyed, because it is campy. Like, they meant for it to be campy on purpose.
Yeah, no, and I totally respect that.
I thought, first watch, that he had turned his hearing aid off because he was butthurt about not getting a shout out. But then they shout him out, and Clinton was like, oh, it's because of Nat. And I was like, oh, I'm a dummy.
Yeah. And it's actually kind of really heartbreaking, too, because his daughter recognizes that. You know, I know for a lot of people, they lost a hero, but for you, you lost a friend. I thought that was a really cool touch. Yes.
And the person that turns around and smiles at him is cosplayed as Black Widow, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good point.
Or Katniss Everdeen. You don't know. It's just a braid.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
No, it's red hair braid with black shirt.
Could be Katniss.
She doesn't have red hair, does she?
She's got brown hair. It's close enough.
That's not the same. Okay. Anyway.
It was a dark theater. You don't know.
I mean, you could say you're wrong. It's okay.
Brandon, you're colorblind.
I heard Clinton say she had red hair and I latched onto it. So, but yeah, we see him go to the toilet too. And Thanos was right. I thought that
was shrugs.
Yeah.
Kind of does this side like.
I don't know. I think he's more like a. When I was watching it, he was more like, what the fuck did I fight for? You know, like, just kind of like, really? That's what you think? Okay. I took it more of a, yeah, whatever. What the fuck? I took it as like,
meh.
Maybe he was. Yeah, I took it completely opposite. Like, really? Okay, whatever.
It would, because he was thinking about Nat in that moment, it might also have been like, her life meant nothing. If Thanos is right, then I like that.
Yeah.
She died for nothing.
And by the way, Hawkeye pisses and he doesn't flush. We got him, guys. We got it. Hawkeye doesn't flush. Fuck that guy.
Have you seen bathrooms in the public? Do you?
He also didn't
touch that handle.
He also didn't wash his hands.
He did.
Do you want to touch that handle? If you listen, if.
You don't flush. Are you that motherfucker that's in the toilet? No, okay, because I'm sick of seeing piss that's not been flushed. If you're one of those douches that doesn't... Hey, if you're listening and you've never flushed a toilet after using it, fuck you. We don't like you. Anyway, go on, Clinton.
I mean,
flush.
If you don't touch anything but your penis, do you need to wash your hands? Because here's my argument. Hear me out.
Depends on where your penis has been.
Yes. So if I've showered and then I have my day and then I touch my penis technically is cleaner than my hands before I even go pee. I've been touching shit all day with my hands.
But then your hand still dirty from everything you've touched all day.
Wash your penis.
I understand, but doesn't your hand need to be washed from everything you've touched all day too?
So you only do it when you pee.
Because your penis has all the things you've touched all day from your hand to your penis, and your penis has, it's the other way around. Your hand has everything you've touched all day and your penis. So both of them need to be washed. You need to wash your penis and your hand. So drop your dick in the sink.
So wash your hands before.
No. Drop your dick in the sink and start washing everything. Literally, just have a dick hand party, and literally, then all of a sudden, people walk in.
Wash it with the water from the urinal because it's convenient and you're there, right?
Yeah.
Listen, I need you guys to stop saying the word penis because I'm a 12-year-old boy, and the more you say it, the more I giggle.
What do you want me to say?
So next time you're using a urinal, throw your dick in the sink and your hands and wash both and see what looks you get. But really, and you technically need to wash both.
See how quickly the police come.
Is it okay to put hand sanitizer on your dick? I've never tried, but I'm curious.
I would assume no, scientifically.
I feel like it might burn your
shaft.
So it doesn't burn your hands, but it'll burn your shaft?
Not your shaft.
From what I've heard, the skin... There's some more
delicate
places of your skin than...
Oh, okay.
The skin down there is a lot
softer. Try it and let us know.
Don't try that. Don't try.
No, I'm asking you, Brandon. Try that and let
the listeners know.
Okay. Yes. By the way, hold on. I'm trying it right now. Okay. We've edited the podcast. I'm here live with hand sanitizer and my dick. Here it goes. All right.
I don't see anything.
It's small, but it's powerful. It's Ant-Man. It's Ant-Man. It can pack a punch, but it's tiny.
Wow. Welcome to the Avengers podcast, everybody. If this is your first time listening, I'm sorry.
We don't give a fuck anymore. So
I'm not.
So anyway, sorry. Thanos was right on. We really got stuck on that whole toilet business. And his daughter, I know everyone misses her, but she was your best friend. And why is everyone singing and dancing about everything? His son said, which I thought it was really funny. And anyway, we'll get to that. But yeah, it was a cute little scene with his family and him. And yeah, that's about it.
And somebody who wanted a selfie and said, "You're my favorite, my kid's favorite Avenger." I think that was
right.
Flat out lie.
Yeah,
I think it was a lie. And it's his favorite Avenger and not his kids. He doesn't even have kids. He just approaches people in bathrooms.
I could go take a survey right now in town. Hawkeye is not anyone's favorite Avenger.
Clinton is talking like I don't live in town. We are in town. I can go take a survey right now. In town is what you said. We are in town. We're here.
Not in town. We're
go
in
to like my a neighbors.
Retirement community.
Okay, that's true. Yeah.
Who's Hawkeye?
Fair.
Who the fuck?
I'll go ask the ladies in your in your little community, and they'll be like, "Who's Hawkeye?"
They will have no clue.
Get down. Oh, I can't say those lyrics. Those are controversial lyrics.
That's the most fiction thing about this episode is this guy saying he's kids think he's the favorite Avenger. Mm. That's the most fiction thing of the episode.
I agree. So we see Kate Bishop, and replacing an irreplaceable clock tower. We see how rich her mother is, because holy shit, you mess up a clock tower, I'd be like in jail. And her mother's like, "Now I have to replace a clock tower, and with all these parts and blah blah." I'm like, Jesus. Okay, that's nice, that's cool. And we see a surprise, and all surprises are unexpected. And yeah, a lot of fun stuff going on right here.
This is a red flag for the mom, because they were talking about selling the penthouse and at the beginning, and it feels like they were having financial issues.
He got that death money.
Now he's dead. It's like, oh, she got money,
life insurance. Dead.
And now she's got money again, and she's dating this douche.
Right.
Jack, who is Jacques from the comics. I think his name's the swordsman, but his name in the comics is Jacques.
Jacques.
And he's the swordsman.
Let's go duel. Wee. And I'm not talking about the Nintendo console.
What's
Armand.
Armand.
Yes.
And this is his uncle, but I think in the comics is in the Matt Fraction run is his dad.
Sorry, I really latched on to Jacques.
I feel like in this episode Clinton is very straightforward and serious. He's the knee of the Patreon Amazing Spider-Man episode. Brandon is still silly as fuck.
Maybe
I'm a mixture.
I think you're a mixture.
And feel better.
Huh?
No.
Clinton, I need you to explain that joke because I didn't get it one bit.
Hawk high.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yep. Decode yourselves, listeners. Yeah. So next scene, Brandon. And
no, we didn't talk about this one enough. Okay. So the Grand Central Station has the Battle of New York. There's like a thanks for defending us Battle of New York thing that they put on in Age of Ultron. You see it. You see it again here. It's still there. They didn't tear it down. Very cool. Clinton, what was the first thing that I said as soon as we saw Jack?
Jacques. His name is Jacques. Sorry.
Really?
His mustache?
No, that was way after. I said I was going to punch the mustache right off his face.
He's a bad guy.
Oh, God.
Yep, because he's a bad guy.
You might be a bad guy if you have a mustache like that. Let's be real. Come on, dude. You're never
acting shady as hell. Like, come on.
Yeah. Oh, he's like a piece of shit, especially in that second episode.
Nobody likes swords that much, right?
It depends on what sword we're talking about.
If you like swords a lot, you have a mustache like that. Everyone should know he stole the sword because of his mustache.
Oh, like it's just like a neon sign. Like, I stole it. I stole it.
Anytime you have a mustache like that.
I'm a swords guy because of this mustache.
Yeah. You wear a mustache like that, you're like, ho ho, I want to fight with you.
On guard.
On guard, you bitch. And it's like, oh.
You piece of shit.
You are a piece of shit. I am going to fight you now because I have a mustache.
But you also throw the other guy a sword. So
yeah, exactly. Sword. Now we do it like men because that's what we do. Oh, a woman approaches.
Is this the guy from the Three Musketeers?
Yes, he is. Pretty sure. Yeah. Oh, a woman approaches. Let me let her win. Ha ha, because I am a villain.
Oh, I am superior.
I am superior than you. So, yeah, anyway, he's a dick. He's a douche. I don't like him.
Fuck the patriarchy.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh,
oh, are you okay, Amy? Did you cough?
I sneezed.
Fuck the patriarchy. Okay, let's. All right, we'll keep on going. So we see the best Barton Christmas ever. He's talking about, you know, doing building a what's the word
gingerbread
for
houses.
Gingerbread house. Yes, gingerbread house. Watching Christmas movie marathons. You know, there was a lot of fun stuff, and he's like, "This is going to be the best Barton Christmas ever." And yeah, you can tell he's really excited to spend time with his kids. We flip over, and there's a sudden. Complete immediate you're engaged. She found out that she was engaged in the shittiest way, which kind of goes into more of her mom might be a bad if she it, like I said, she's either a bad guy or she's a complete dipshit, and I don't mean that in a mean way. She's just really stupid. Like
or just she's just a shitty inconsiderate person.
That's a
she's either dipshit, a bad guy dipshit. Or she's extremely inconsiderate. Yeah,
I agree, because there's a part, especially in the second episode, where I'm like, you are fucking dumb, or you are naive, or you're an asshole, or you are a terrible person. It's one, there's no good way to look at it. So so yeah, I just immediately was off-putted by that. So
can I say something shameful?
Of course. That's what this whole podcast should be called.
I kind of really love Hawkeye interacting with his children.
It's really adorable.
It really is.
His payoff. I know everyone hates the Avengers Age of Ultron Hawkeye stuff. I get that. I never hated it. It humanized the dude for me. And I know it's not comic book accurate. I know. I get it. But like and they keep paying it off. They paid it off in Endgame. They paid it off in this show so far. They've already paid it off. And I am really, really pumped. Him as a dad is actually a really cool thing to watch. And I'm here for it. And he seems like a stern but really cool dad at the same time. So
he's like a good mentor.
Exactly. That's a really good way to put it. Mentor, I would say.
He's coming over to Lock and Hawkeye.
No. I think she really likes Hawkeye.
In real time.
Stop it. No. What I was about to say was I really wish that they had casted someone else.
But his music is so good.
Mm, yes.
If you have not listened to Jeremy Renner's music and you want your ears to bleed, go check him out.
I don't hate it.
If they're not bleeding enough from this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. After you wipe up the blood from this podcast.
As a fan of Nickelback, it's great.
If you love Creed, you'll love Jeremy Renner.
My favorite album is Nails Sliding Down a Chalkboard. Second is Jeremy Renner.
It's not that bad. Dramatic.
It's terrible. So
kids these days don't know what a chalkboard is. Mm-hmm. I do want to point out real quick, because this is where I put it in my notes. So Hawkeye says there's 6 days until Christmas. Like, what are we going to do? We're going to do all these things.
Yes.
So there's 6 episodes. It's 6 days till Christmas.
Countdown.
So it's a countdown.
Yep.
And it continues in the second episode.
She did say countdown.
Our finale is going to be on Christmas Day. Right?
No, wouldn't it
in this universe, because you confused me with that earlier.
Yeah.
Because I asked a question about...
Wouldn't the 6th episode be the day before Christmas? If it's 6 days till Christmas in episode 6, technically episode 6 should be 1 day till Christmas.
Yeah, okay. So it's Christmas Eve. Either way, anyway, whenever I brought this point up to Clinton, he said, well, Christmas is on a Saturday.
Because I was talking about something.
And then he pushed his nerd glasses up.
And realized I was talking about something in real life, not the show. And you were like, so this will be on Christmas. And I was like, no, Christmas is on a Saturday. This is Wednesday.
So we see there's a heck of a party, huh? And we see a one-eyed golden retriever, poor little dude. And we see this evil old dude. I've got powerful friends too. I gave you a chance to explain yourself. And talking to her mother. So her mother is in some deep shit, apparently. Kate Bishop, is that guy threatening you? And follows Armand because the mother does the typical mother thing, like, oh no, everything's fine, blah blah blah, let's go do this, and she just walks away.
Go get checkers, honey.
Yeah, go
all about this.
Go get that seasoned fries, girl. And so they she's like, oh, I'm gonna go follow this douchebag that just threatened my mom. And she follows Armand. She goes to this black market auction. There's a triceratops skull that is sold for $2.7 million.
That's too cheap.
Okay.
For a triceratops skull, Emmy, fully intact.
Emmy, what?
Triceratops skull, I would pay
price it.
So much more money.
Okay.
I would with all. Emmy's a millionaire.
Yeah, like confirmed, just by the way. We don't make shit from this podcast because she hoards it all. So, yeah. She's made our millions.
That's why I'm a bajillionaire.
Bajillionaire. Well, how much would you pay for a triceratops skull?
I have a T-Rex skull that's made out of plastic in Clinton's room that I paid $4 for.
So $4.
Oh.
Well done.
But no, I honestly, like, that is cool. That is really cool. Right. I would pay $500 million at least.
Yeah.
$750 million, maybe.
Ah. I must say that the Triceratops is my favorite dinosaur. So.
Ooh, but you're not a Blue Ranger fan from Power Rangers.
Yeah, because he was
a nerd. Go ahead and say it.
No, I'm a nerd.
Billy was a nerd. There's a nerd, and then there's a nerd. He was a nerd.
He was a science nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's y'all's favorite dinosaur? And, you know, why don't I like Billy? First of all, because I'm a nerd, okay?
Yeah.
My favorite color is blue. My favorite dinosaur is Triceratops. And he's gay. Yeah. Like, what's my issue with Billy?
You see yourself in him, and you hate yourself.
Whoa! Holy shit! That got so
I'll take $35 copay for the therapy session. You're
that
welcome.
That was deep as fuck, dude. Holy shit! Wait.
No, what? Clinton asked us a very important question.
What's our favorite dinosaur?
What's your favorite dinosaur?
The pussy raptor. The pussy raptor. I call it the puss raptor.
Can you answer this, like? Legitimately, because I really do like dinosaurs and I really want to know what your favorite dinosaur is.
Fine, I'm gonna say a rhino rex.
That's not real.
Mm-hmm.
A lamasaurus, it sounds like.
Rhino rex is a real thing. Google it.
You Google it and show me. Oh, my favorite dinosaur is the stegosaurus. I love stegosauruses.
For someone that loves
with the giraffe thing.
For someone that loves dinosaurs, the fact that you're like, that's not real. Okay. It's kind of annoying.
Well, it's not. He's not one of the popular ones.
Well, you know what?
My favorite one is.
He's like Hawkeye in the Avengers.
He really is.
What did you say?
A Lickalotopus is my favorite.
Ah, you pulled that one out. Here we go.
No, I like Stegosaurus is my favorite. And his brain is the size of a golf ball. And he is the only dinosaur that they show in Jurassic Park that's actually from the Jurassic
what
period.
What is that from, Brandon?
That's Rhino Rex.
Is that from, like, digital art or something?
No, that's Nat Geo.
They don't have pictures of dinosaurs.
They're fucking... They're not like... Oh, there's an HD photo. So when you look up Tyrannosaurus Rex, you don't see any Google image search because they didn't have pictures back then. That makes sense, Amy. Fuck the fuck right off. That doesn't...
No. I was on your side.
No,
because Clinton said it looked like it was CGI and I said they didn't have photos of dinosaurs.
Oh, I thought you said...
I was on your fucking
side. My bad.
Side.
I thought you were like, they didn't have pictures, asshole. I thought you
came for me hard.
I did. I was ready to fight. I apologize to me. It takes a big man. Even though I'm small, I am going to apologize. I was thinking you were like, they didn't have pictures back then. Like, motherfucker, I just showed you a Rhino Rex and you're still fighting me. Damn it.
No.
I was ready.
He's not one of the popular ones. What, you guys want to know my second favorite dinosaur?
No.
Dilophosaurus.
I knew you were going to say it regardless. Guys, so we
see, you guys want to know my third favorite
dinosaur? No. So we see We see a companion suit that is now up. We see a retractable sword. It's an artifact from the Avengers compound. Ronan brought a brutal form of justice, and he still has a mystery identity to this day. It sells for $475,000. I'm sorry. I would think more for that.
Yep, it's too cheap. Also, retractable sword is what I call my penis. That didn't get either of you? Nope.
It got me. Oh, retractable sword.
I'll call my penis when I get into a cold river.
So yours goes in. Or do you get turned on by a cold river?
No. It goes in.
It goes in. Okay. When I'm in a cold river, it's game on.
Cold river is your kink.
It's my... Don't kink shame me. So we see a companion suit to go along with the $475,000 Ronin suit. But before that looks happens...
like every ninja suit I dressed up as...
as a child. When like I was a kid. 6-year-old Halloween... called. Yes. It wants its suit back. And we see an explosion hit. 90 seconds to find the watch. Everything else is secondary. And Kate Bishop dresses up as...
bro.
Sorry, bro. And
this is the tracksuit Draculas or the tracksuit Mafia.
Tracksuit Mafia, yes. And Kate
Bishop... in the comics, there were the tracksuit Draculas.
I did not
know. I feel like it would be pronounced Draculas.
Draculas!
I don't... no, if that's accurate, but...
okay, well, Dracula sounds like you're talking about the freaking vampire, and I don't
well, they
like
call
that connotation.
In this, and in the comics, they say bro almost every time they speak at the end of their sentences, and I love that they're keeping that a thing in comic relief.
Me too, bro.
Thanks, bro. So we see that Kate Bishop dresses up as Ronan. She kicks some ass. And the watch, I found it, bro. And, you know, talks about the Avengers compound.
It's gold and red.
It's from the Avengers compound. And this is what I really hated. They kick the dog over and over, like as the dog's trying. And then she kicks the dude straight in the face.
Yes.
So
I love that.
Okay. Kate Bishop fan already for that alone. Let's
yes. Vindicated.
I am selfish. I am wrong.
I am right. I swear I'm right.
Emmy and I talked about it today. If this dog dies, I'm done watching it. I will not watch any more episodes if the dog passes.
I was really shocked.
I said I would quit the podcast. I'm not watching any more Marvel content ever if the dog dies.
Emmy? Okay. Hold on. We're going to talk off air. I'm going to stop recording right now. Okay. Okay. We're stopped recording. Emmy, you're not going to quit this podcast. You're just going to fake it the whole time. Okay, you're just gonna make shit up as you go. But
I won't watch anything. I won't watch anything.
You don't have to watch anything, but just make it up as you go. You cannot quit this podcast. You can't do
it. It's gonna be wild. It's gonna be wild. Buckle in.
All right, fucking okay.
Let her quit, please. I heard you, Clinton.
You heard nothing.
You didn't say it under your breath. Oh,
sometimes Clinton's real thoughts just come out. So, we're back.
Which is the pizza dog from the Matt Fraction. This is all taking inspiration from the Matt Fraction comics from 2012. It's not even that old.
They've really,
this is Lucky the Pizza Dog, and they haven't named him Lucky yet.
But the Pizza Dog, for sure. I love with it. It's awesome. And, you know, she kicks the dude's face, saves the dog from traffic. There's police everywhere. And I love this newscast where a ninja saved a dog. Pretty really really awesome stuff, and they flash. It's really really awesome. And while Hawkeye is watching the news, he has flashbacks as himself as Ronan. So
I have a
really,
qualm a little
really
bit
connected
here.
Those dots. Go ahead.
That suit wouldn't fit her the same way it fit Hawkeye. For one, he's bigger, and it fits her snug. The hood seems a little bigger, but that's really about it. So. Just saying, it wouldn't fit her.
Do you not think there's like a cinch in the back that can tighten it up?
Did they show me a cinch in the back that can tighten it up?
Do they have to show you a cinch, you motherfucker?
Yep.
It's actually a corset.
She does have a belt, though. It does have a belt, so she could be tightening it.
Okay. So did you just debunk what you just said? Because we will take your apology.
I don't.
You both are really bad at apologizing.
I'm kind of on Clinton's side, honestly.
Okay.
But you know what I did really like? During that fight scene, she uses a wine bottle to smash a lot of people's heads, and the wine bottle does not break, because honestly, I think that I could grab a wine bottle out of my cabinet right now and smash Clinton in the face with it, and it wouldn't break until it was shot.
Can you do that and test it out for us, please?
I don't want to.
A beer bottle,
I don't want to clean up blood.
But a wine bottle, probably not. You're probably right.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. So, yeah. And I love that, you know, Kate Bishop in the middle of fighting all these guys. She's also really witty, too. Like when the waiter got, or what was his name? Gary? Yeah. Or
Gary.
Gary. She's like, you forgot about me? This is why I can't stand this place. I quit, Gary. She's
very,
very intelligent.
And she's very wit. Like, I don't know.
Did you guys catch when she said that that kid that came up to her and was like, I thought I was the only one. She's like, Gary told me to come in here. She wasn't just making up a name. When she's sneaking into that cellar, she hears a guy yell that Gary told him to bring something. Like, you can hear it in the background. So she pulled that name because she...
I actually really love that, because watching the show for the very first time, I did not catch that. Honestly...
And she's smart.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, and her... And yeah, I really like Hailee Steinfeld's just charisma that she's already playing this character with. She... I'm going to say it. Hailee...
Sarcasm.
Yeah, Hailee Steinfeld and Jeremy Renner are already... easily favorite parts of this movie, or this movie, this TV show. And if that's the two people you want to love, you're doing a damn good job, because that's who this whole series is about.
They're redeeming him already, in my opinion.
Really? I'm going to have to see 4 more episodes, but I will say right now, he reminds me of like Gordon Ramsay as a dad. Like, he just seems very like...
But they call that out too with when she's questioning him about branding and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, and it's so like great.
You're keeping it close to the chest.
And that's two. That's episode 2.
Oh, we'll go into that. I cannot wait to talk about episode 2. Yeah. Anyway,
sorry. You know what though? Kate Bishop does some moves that are very Black Widow. She does a vag grab on somebody. She does a clamp on and flip somebody over.
Yeah, it's like a Hurricane Rana or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, she does. She does a lot of Black Widow-y moves.
Yes, dude. Yes.
My favorite wrestler.
God, yes. Sorry, Amy. Go on.
That was all I had.
No, but she's also just an absolute badass, and you can see how she's won so many awards in fighting and combat, and she's a black belt, but she's also an archery champion. So it's really cool. She's not coming from nothing. It's not like she just developed these skills. She's developed them through years of training, which
that's
also
what I was saying. Like, they did a really good job of like giving her a story, but it worked. Like, it was quick, but it worked.
Preached
the intro, the like animated intro, was also a lot of her doing gymnastics and karate and fencing and like all of these things that we know she does because it's mentioned, but like you don't actually see it, but you see it during that intro when it's all animated.
Yes. Well said.
They're like,
well said, Amy. Well said, Amy.
Thank you. I don't need your approval. I'm a strong, independent woman.
So she goes into this mansion and she finds a dead dude. It's Armand. Oh my God. Or she says, oh God, she says. And we see this butterscotch, Armand III. And she runs out. She's surrounded by police. And not surrounded by police. She's surrounded by those the tracksuit mafia. And
the people that were wearing Adidas.
Adidas. I agree. Sorry about that.
They ripped them straight from the comic, too, because they are dressed the same and everything.
I really liked it. And we see that she kind of handles her own, but she also runs away. And Hawkeye, out of nowhere, comes up and, like, grabs her, throws her up against the damn wall, and then rips the veil off of the suit, the Ronin suit, and sees Kate Bishop right before punching her and says, come on! And she goes, you're Hawkeye. And he goes, and who the hell are you? And the credits roll. This was a fun, damn good Marvel. It's funny. I said this episode was good, and by the end of me reading all this, I'm like more hyped about it because I watched the second episode too. So rereading this, it's chef's kiss, Marvel. This is a damn good way to start out a series. You just start, boom, press the gas pedal, and it works. I'm invested.
More. Oh man. So the grounded side of MCU with the shows and the movies, we got Captain Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Correct.
This hooked me quicker than Falcon and Winter Soldier did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree.
And I think it's, for me, it's Hailee Steinfeld.
For me. Like,
she sucked me in. Her humor, her sarcasm, like she's the realest. She's the person that's saying the shit that the audience is going like, yes.
And she's
like,
wonderful.
Calling this shit out.
Can I also say, random note, Hawkeye, the font almost reminds me of Home Alone. I'm sure that's intentional, but like the lowercase H, really.
No, it's that whole, like Wendy's did it. Ruby Tuesdays did it. It's like a whole, like, it's a trend right now to like change your logo to all lowercase, like basically Comic Sans, and I hate it.
It's not Comic Sans.
It's not Comic Sans, but it's basically that.
No, it's not.
It's like a really...
It would be fitting if it was Comic Sans.
And never mind, Home Alone was like all caps, so I guess I was making that up in my head. So maybe, yeah, that makes
sense. The color scheme reminds me a lot of the Matt Fraction comic. In the animation. Yes. It's very
nice. I did my notes in all purple and gray today.
Ah, nice. Nice.
And I think when she was saying, well, that's in the second episode. Son of a bitch.
Hey, we're about to get to the second episode.
Okay. I have a couple other things to talk about in the first episode.
Of course.
So, bro, right?
Bro
is looking across the street whenever Ronan or Hailee or Kate is her name in the show,
right?
Saves the dog. He looks across the street and lifts his mask up, and we see his face, so we know he's going to be important.
Exactly. Could not agree more with
you. That was on the nose.
And I was also, yes, it was on the nose, Clinton, because when I saw that, I'm like, why would you lift your mask up? You can see just fine through those eye holes. Like, it makes no sense.
There's eye holes for a reason, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and that's my point. I think you're right on the nose there, Emmy, because it was very... This guy's going to be important. This guy's going to be, why would you lift your mask? It doesn't make any sense. And so sometimes, like, I hate when it's a little obvious like that, but hey, we've watched enough of these shows, whatever. So
anywho, why didn't Kate take the damn suit off? I don't understand.
We talked about this.
Very intelligent.
So
why didn't she take the suit off? Because that's what's going to make you trackable. They're going to be like, oh, hey, look, that's the ninja that looks a lot like the ninja that...
Making my way downtown, dressed as Ronan, and I'm homebound.
I will say this. Sometimes when you're in a panic and when things
at the disco, especially
Aaron, adrenaline is rushing and you do some crazy things, fight or flight. I just saying, fight or flight moments, you will do things that are very uncharacteristic. Yes, she's having some smart moments, but she's also in a very precarious position.
That's
so
a good point. And she's never been faced with a situation like this.
Right. So like, I'll tell you, this is a weird example, but like I have this is way too much personal information, but I have a health condition where I have to get a biopsy and it's potentially cancerous every single year. And the first year it's near my neck. And so when they jabbed me in the neck to test for it, I didn't have anything. And I went into a fight or flight mode, and I've never been in that in my entire life. I was like mid-20s or maybe late 20s, and I lifted up and I was ready to fight everyone in that room, but they were doing a procedure on me. So after that, hey, can you guys dope me up so I don't remember anything? And it's gone smoothly since then. But my whole point is it put me in such a position where I have like my girlfriend, fiance, wife came in the room and she's sorry, it's weird saying wife, but she came in and she's like calming me down, and I'm like about to fight everyone in that room and no one's against me, you know, like no one's hurting me. Yeah. Well, they're hurting me, but they're not intentionally. And so like
not aggressively.
Right. And so like that has changed my perspective completely of like what's happening in a moment can change, you know, and what's happening to you and how you're hurt or how, because she did get hurt. You know, she has a huge cut on her head. She has a huge cut on her chin. Well, small cut on her chin, but she's dealing with things and also the pressure of things she's never dealt with. I can't say, because I'm in the sane mind watching her running around in that suit, but she's obviously going through something way more traumatic or way more intense emotionally and physically than she's probably ever experienced, or at least in a long time. And so we don't know. We don't know. So
it's COVID season, so she might have just wanted to keep her mask on.
Thank you for being safe, Kate. Appreciate it. Why is no one wearing a mask indoors watching the musical, you asses?
They're all vaccinated and boosted.
Hell yeah. Get vaccinated. We love you.
And boosted. Are you guys boosted? I'm boosted.
I want to get boosted, but I'm not yet.
I'm supercharged. Hell, you guys have no idea how good my Wi-Fi is right now.
She's got, look, if you look closely, you see the diamonds forming around her head. She's got, she's got 6G. This is awesome.
Yep. No, you said fight or flight. Do you guys know the third one?
Fuck it. Fight, and fuck it.
Basically, yeah. It's freeze.
I honestly
and I'm not one.
I honestly didn't know there was a third one. So
yeah. Fight, flight, or freeze.
Bro. Oh, okay.
And I am freeze.
I am fight, apparently. I didn't know that, but I was fight.
I don't know. My brain has blocked that
turn
out.
Turn my camera off.
We're trying to figure it out.
I was ready.
I should turn my camera off and go at Clinton and see what he does.
So, yeah. So I can justify her not thinking in that moment to take the suit off.
There was a dog involved.
There was a dog involved. I'm not worried about anything if a dog's in danger. I'm going to go rescue that dog and get the hell out of there.
She kind of put him in danger because she put him in the apartment that they now know that she lives at. But we'll get to that in the second episode.
No, I'm talking about when she rescues him before she goes to her apartment, when he's about to get hit by a bus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Random fun fact. My dog's birthday was yesterday. Gave him a whole hamburger because we give him a burger, not with a bun, just a burger patty for their birthdays. So we always have to give it to both dogs because we don't want one to feel left out. Ellie shit all over our bed. And you can't be mad at the little thing because we gave her a greasy ass Five Guys burger last night, but it was funny. So we are currently washing our sheets because we have dog shit all over
it. I will say I stayed at Emmy's last night and she shit on the bed this morning.
Wow, so Emmy.
She came in there and just shit on the bed. So
she actually texted me before she did it.
The sheets at Emmy's too because she shits on the
Emmy bed. Texted me before she was doing it. She's like, Clint's pissing me off. I'm about to shit on this bed. I'm like, do it. Just act like it was an accident.
It was while he was in it. It was kind of sexual. At least it was for me.
Es de Scheiße. She starts speaking German and starts Scheiße and just like literally drops it right on your face and you're like, what?
There's shit all over these walls, Ray.
Talk dirty to me.
I'm not going to talk dirty to you. I'm going to shit dirty to you. Anyway, sorry. We went on a huge tangent there. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. I think that Kate was smart to get into that car. That was a smart fucking move. That would be exactly if somebody is coming after me, I would be like, what door is open that I can lock myself inside of?
But
I loved it.
Same.
I disagree.
Really? Why? Clinton.
Well, he broke the glass. Window, but
glass. It's glass. Unless you have the keys and you can get out of there, there's no point in being in a car. You're just making yourself more of a target because you're in one place now. There's you're trapped inside. But there's keys in it, that's different because you can drive away.
But you have to hope that whoever is coming after you is less strong than glass. Less strong.
Listen, they are outside. Glass is strong. They can grab things to bust the glass. They have a lot more environmental advantage than you do.
Okay. That's
you're trapping yourself and you're in glass. So
Okay. Environmental advantage. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yes.
They have an environmental advantage.
Damn it. I froze. Fight, flight,
you
or
try to
freeze.
Get away from them and get above them, which she should know as a hawk I want to be.
Okay, so here's a question for you. Why wasn't Hawkeye wearing a mask in Japan whenever Black Widow found him?
He was.
He was. He pulled it down.
He took it off.
Did he?
Around. Yeah.
He did. Oh, I didn't remember that. Damn it. Okay.
You doo-doo head dummy.
doo-doo head dummy.
You ain't no dummy, but you are a doo-doo head.
You big dum-dum.
No. She's just a doo-doo head.
The last thing doo-doo that I have bed. For this episode. Yes, I'm a doo-doo bed.
That's what I heard too.
The last thing that I have for this episode is that it ends on "It's the most wonderful time of the year." And it's the exact same version of the song that I play in May on the last day of school.
And by the way, no post-credit scene for this episode as well.
No, I'm sorry. Did you hear me? I play a Christmas carol in May on the last day of school.
I get it, because it's the most wonderful time of the year and they're all gone. I get it. Ha ha. Yeah, little tongue-in-cheek things. And fuck off, students. It's the most wonderful time because you're out of here. And yeah, you know what? Care more, Amy.
My kids...
Do better.
Do not get it.
Do also better.
Na 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 na. Hey. Goodbye.
I'm going to give a shout out to one of our listeners, Brandy, because Brandy said in our Avengers Assemble on Facebook, she said, I hope they don't do any post-credit scenes until the last episode. The shows really haven't been utilizing them correctly. Falcon and the Winter Soldier was by far the best. WandaVision's felt unnecessary, except the finales. And Loki's felt like a cop-out. They really could have had us sweating for a week, and the payout would have been so much better. And I don't even count Loki's finale. So, Brandy, I'm going to give you a shout-out. I don't do a post-credit scene until the last episode. You know, don't. Because I hated Loki's post-credit scenes. Loki was a phenomenal show. Post-credit scenes were trash and shit. Like, someone was like, just let it break. We're going to see an episode in a week. There's no need for a post-credit scene. There's none.
But I really liked WandaVision's because you saw, didn't you see Quicksilver get Monica in one of them? That is the one that stands out to me as like a fantastic.
WandaVision did the best. However, that's one out of like four TV shows. Just, you know, let it, if it works, it works. Don't get me wrong. I'm probably sounding like a hypocrite. But if we're doing week to week television, not like 3-4-5 month gaps between movies, okay, do we really need one? Come on, the TV show should do enough to get you going till the next week. So hey, Brandy,
with them giving us two episodes,
yeah, I'm team Brandy. Drop the post credit scene, but include it on the last episode, either for a season two or for the next Marvel property that's about to come.
Big Marvel thing.
Yeah,
that. I would say I'm team Brandy too, but she hates me.
So. Yeah, well, I love you, Brandy, and your t-shirts. You're wonderful.
I love you too, and your t-shirts, but you hate me. So
I hate Clinton too. Aww. It's okay, Brandy.
I'm trying to do better. I'm trying to get in those graces.
Do better.
I'm trying.
All right, I think that we're all very excited for episode two.
Episode two. So, guys, thank you for listening to episode one of our Hawkeye review. We are doing back-to-back recordings, so if you have listened to episode one, keep on listening to our podcast. Episode two is coming right up. We appreciate your support. Thank you so much for listening. And, guys, any final words for episode one before we head on to episode two?
Jingle this, bitch.
Would you say that this was Cinderella because we had a bell and a ball?